All right, on today's show, we're looking back at week zero for just a bit. And then we've got some UConn to the Big 12 talk. It's very interesting, right? Number three, Michigan got their NOA right before week one. And then number four, Dabo ain't taking live calls. We got all that stuff and a whole lot more.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Can you believe it? It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
All right, let's get to it. It is the Tuesday, August 27th edition of the show. This is Winning Cures Everything. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. So go ahead and make sure that you are following over there. If you're not already subscribed, go ahead and subscribe. That would certainly help me out, podcast and YouTube. And of course, if you want to be a member, you can of course do that. BettingCFB.com is $5 a month or $50 for the year. And already been posting some pretty good stuff over there. Feel pretty good about that. But yeah, tell your friends and leave a comment or review. Whichever way. The YouTube, the podcast, however you want to do it. All right. Today is 8/27. It is the 34th anniversary of Stevie Ray Vaughan's passing. It feels very odd to say. I cannot believe that I was 7 years old when Stevie Ray Vaughan passed away. Like, when I was a kid, I was obsessed with Stevie Ray Vaughan. Like, absolutely. So, helicopter crash, just what a disaster. But, oh, boy, could that guy play the guitar. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, 8/27/90 was the date of his passing. Has everybody seen the Oasis reunion news that came out this morning? I want to say like 3 a.m. Central? Something like that? Maybe 2 a.m. Central? I mean, it was pretty soon. Pretty whatever, but it was, I am a huge Oasis fan. Like, really, really big. And I am so ecstatic about this. Like, I could not even begin to tell you. When I saw this stuff start to break over the weekend, like, I thought there was no way these guys were going to get back together. Like, I just, you know, the closest you could get was Liam doing Oasis covers, right? But there's something about those two guys together, like Liam and Noel. I mean, I cannot obviously I'm not going to go across the pond to go see it because the tickets are going to be outrageous. But man, could you imagine what it would be like inside Wembley Stadium, inside all these other places in the UK? I mean, it is going to be bonkers over there. So, and then at the same time, tomorrow, I believe we're getting an announcement that Linkin Park is going back on tour. So, you know, RIP Chester. But it looks like Derek Whibley, the lead singer for Sum 41, is going to be their new singer. Like, at least that's what the scuttlebutt is. Now, I don't really run in these circles as much anymore, so I don't know all the details. But that's apparently what's going on. And I'm kind of here for it. Like, I loved Sum 41. And if you've ever heard Derek singing Linkin Park songs, like, he sounds pretty comparable to Chester. And this is, like, the last Sum 41 tour. It's going to end this year. If Linkin Park didn't go out on tour until next year, yeah, that makes sense. I'm kind of excited about this. I'm excited about it. All right. Enough of the daily pop culture stuff, right? Let's dive into the college football universe because we got a lot to talk about. This is a college football show, by the way. So if you're listening, this is your first time. I don't always talk about music, but there's been a lot going on that I'm interested in. So, and this is a one-man operation. So it's just me. I'm editing all this stuff. I'm hosting this stuff. I'm planning out this stuff. So every now and then I'm going to sneak in some music, some UFC, some WWE, you know, all that kind of stuff that my boy is interested in. And then the music stuff, I mean, I was in a band for 2 decades. And so, I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense. All right. Week 0. A little bit of a week 0 recap. And this is not like full stats, full details, full whatever. This is just an observation. I think that the problem-solving guys, right, the scheme coaches that understand how to attack defenses and how to attack offenses and take away what a team is supposedly best at, take away strengths, keep the ball away, all that kind of stuff, I think that is the new gold standard. So if you have coaches that are incredibly smart, that understand not just how to motivate a locker room, but how to scheme it up, I think that is where the bread is going to be buttered in college football for at least the next little while, right? It used to be if you could recruit, you could just whip everybody else. And I don't think that's the way it's going to be anymore because everybody's going to end up with players. It's how do you get them to, what is the cohesiveness like on the team? And you look at guys from week 0, Georgia Tech's Buster Faulkner, the offensive coordinator, Tyler Santucci did a really good job with not a lot of players on defense. Like that Georgia Tech defense last year was awful, and it's not like they brought in a bunch of transfers or anything else. And Tyler Santucci came in from Duke and just made them better. And that is impressive. Player development, especially quick player development, and scheming, that's going to be a huge thing. I mentioned Buster Faulkner. Jeff Choate at Nevada, I mean, this man installed basically the Lance Leipold offense, like what Kansas has been doing. He installed it at Nevada in one offseason with a ton of roster turnover. New Mexico's Bronco Mendenhall and offense coordinator Jason Beck, they came in and they kind of shored some things up with New Mexico. That's not to say that New Mexico or Nevada is going to be, you know, good this year, but they're certainly going to be an easier out than they were. No, I said that wrong. They're certainly not going to be as easy of an out as they were. Like, these teams are going to give you a fight because they are going to do their best to take away what you are strongest at. So I'm excited about this. I think we're going to see some very interesting stuff in week 0. Bill Connelly put out something about the week 0 win probabilities, and all of them were like well over 97%. I found that very intriguing, considering all of the other stuff, right? Considering the fact that we had some pretty tight ball games, like Montana State was like a 99%. SMU was like 97%. Georgia Tech was like 98-99%. Like, post-game win expectancy, typically for a game that comes down to like the last possession, those are supposed to be kind of up in the air. You know, a 50-50 proposition. But based on the stats, the teams that dominated won the games. And by dominated, I mean the ones that dominated the stat sheet, that really took ownership, that had the best success rate, you know, et cetera. So if you can do that against more talented teams, I mean, you got a thing going. So I think there are some very interesting ones. James Madison with Bob Chesney, Kalen DeBoer at Alabama. Like, these are all plus EV coaches if you're a sports bettor. So I'm excited about that. I'm curious to think, or curious to see what it's going to be like in week one. I think the college football landscape is going to shift a little bit. All right, let me tell you real quick. Ticket Smarter. TicketSmarter.com is where you need to be getting your tickets, because tickets are stupid expensive. I was looking at festival tickets for, Mempho Fest. I think Jack White is playing now. Queens of the Stone Age had to back out. Boo. But yeah, like, trying to get a ticket for that is, I mean, it's like $100 a day, something like that. If you're going to be spending that much money on tickets, you need to be saving a little bit too. And you can do that at TicketSmarter. All you got to do, go to TicketSmarter.com, put in the promo code WCE10, WCE10, that's going to get you $10 off an order of $100 or more, or WCE20, that's WCE20, that's going to get you $20 off an order of $300 or more. There's a bunch of big college football games. I know you're ready for fall. Make sure and go out and experience stuff. But when you do it, save some money. And you can do this every single time you buy tickets. Enter the promo code WCE10 or WCE20, and it's going to save you money on your order. So, do yourself the favor. Think smarter with Ticket Smarter.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by Wynn Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WynnSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
All right, topic number two, the Big 12 is in talks with UConn. And we've known that for a while, but it seemed to get pretty serious over the weekend, right? And then there was another meeting yesterday. Basically, the stipulation is they would not join in football until 2031. And I guess that all makes sense, right? So, your Mark, who is the Big 12 commissioner, he is wanting to split football and basketball as separate media packages. Now, most conferences, basically every conference, just sells all of their media rights together. And there are television executives that believe that, yeah, you could make more money on the open market if you were to split those up, but only if you have a really good product for both of them, right? And the Big 12 is a pretty good product because there are a lot of people that watch, but there are a lot of people that watch Big 12 basketball games as well. I mean, this is the best conference in all of college basketball every single year. At least has been for like the last 5 years, right? Big Ten is okay. ACC is okay. SEC is okay. Big 12, I mean, if UConn were in the Big 12 right now, they would have four of the top eight teams in the country in the Big 12. It's basically what the Big 12 is for basketball, the SEC is for football. That's basically how we're going to spin that. So, it would make sense for UConn to join in. And the deal is, obviously, a lot of UConn fans want to stay in the Big East. That's where they fit. Madison Square Garden, all that kind of stuff, right? So, that's where they belong, is in a Northeast Conference. But, as I've talked about in the past, the landscape has shifted. You have to be able to get in to one of these power conferences if you want to maintain a certain level. It's not easy to keep paying for national championship coaches at a school that gets very little as far as media income. So the television revenue is not great for UConn. They're an independent in football, so they get, you know, pennies on the dollar, basically. But if they were to join the Big 12, yeah, they'd probably get whipped, you know, week after week. But basketball would certainly be able to compete better. Well, I don't know that you could do it any better than they've been doing it, but you get the point. Like, if they want football to be able to remain at least somewhat relevant, this is going to have to be the way to do it. So I'm curious. There are six presidents right now that are on board with bringing in UConn. There are two that are against it. The rest are in wait-and-see mode, right? Which is why they met yesterday. They did, you know, there was a presentation. They answered some questions, etc. Like, we're going back and forth. ESPN is supporting the move. Apparently, Fox is against it, which I guess would make sense because Fox is not all that... Well, Fox owns UConn's television rights for basketball, if I'm not mistaken. I think Fox has the Big East deal. So, of course, like, they've got them wrapped in there, and if they leave, I don't know what that means for that Big East television deal. So, I'm curious. I'm very curious. I don't have a good take on this, but my only take is, yeah, all the other traditions are blown up now anyways. And if you are UConn and you want to remain relevant in athletics, in all athletics, this move makes sense. So yeah, you would want to do this. So, and I am certain that the Big 12 wants to get this done before the ACC starts looking for new members, because UConn and the ACC would fit perfectly. So we'll see. We'll see what they end up doing. Topic number three, Michigan received their notice of allegations. And we haven't heard anything new, right? These are all level 2, level 3 violations. So we're not talking about anything too crazy. But yeah, level 2, level 3 violations that are not egregious in nature. Everybody thought it was going to be something huge, but but it doesn't look like it's anything that big. Otherwise, I think we would have heard more. So maybe Sharon Moore gets, you know, a game suspension, maybe. I mean, maybe he doesn't get anything. It's entirely possible. I don't know what to make of this situation. The NCAA PR is just atrocious. And there maybe there's something to the timing of it, because they wanted to get out in front of the Connor Stallions, you know, Netflix documentary. So get it to the school before then. Michigan doesn't have to respond for like 90 days, so there's a chance that we may not even hear about this again until after football season. But why do this right before week one? I mean, it's you had so long to be able to do this, and instead you're going to overshadow your biggest sports opening weekend when you've got no NFL competition. Well, I mean, it just doesn't make sense to do it. But it, you know, they've always done their own thing. It's kind of like the CFP last year, where they were announcing stuff like in week one. Like, why would you do that? You know, you're announcing these drastic changes to the sport, and it's putting this negative light on what is supposed to be a joyous occasion with a full slate for week one. And it's the same thing here. You're dropping a notice of allegations on one of the sport's biggest brands right before week one. It puts a damper on the whole thing. So I don't understand why they do things the way they do, but I don't imagine they're going to be, I don't think the NCAA is going to be around for long. We'll say that. Topic number four, Dabo Swinney will not be taking live calls on the Clemson radio show anymore. I guess we can thank Tyler from Spartanburg for that, right? I mean, he's the one that led the charge last year, that was talking crazy to Dabo on the radio show. But I really don't get why, one, you would make this a public announcement. Like, why not just have him come on, do the show, and then people can ask about taking calls later? Like, well, why didn't he take any calls? Like, I don't know of anybody that personally calls these coaches. Like, I think it is a minority of people that would actually want to call in and talk to the head coach of their favorite team. But there are people out there that like it. The majority of people are just going to make fun of this and say that he's ducking, right? So if you're going to do this, do you know something about your team? And you already know that you are not going to want to be taking questions about this team? Because apparently this is for the whole season. This is not just for the Georgia game. Why would you do this, especially this early? I don't really know why they would do this. And I've been racking my brain on this. Like, why is this good? Like, you have call screeners. You could even set up calls. You could only take, like, 3 calls. There's a lot of different ways that you could avoid the backlash, because that's all this has been. Just people making fun of it. I can't take it. He can't stand the heat. Why even put this out there? I don't know. I really don't know. Unless he knows something about this team that we don't. But even then, there's other ways you could go about it, as opposed to putting out a press release that, hey, we're not taking calls this year. Just ridiculous. All right. We got 4 more reports right quick. These are quick hitters that are going on in the world of college football. Let me go on and tell you. Number one, Oklahoma is starting a Toby Keith sing-along between the 3rd and 4th quarters. Toby Keith, massive Oklahoma fan, was always at the games. Basketball, football, baseball, didn't matter. He was always there. And he passed away in, I want to say, February? I think that's what I read. But yeah, they're going to do their own version of a sing-along. You know, Florida's got Tom Petty. Alabama's got Dixieland Delight. Like, there's a lot of schools across the country have sing-alongs between the 3rd and 4th quarter. Oklahoma's going to start their tradition with their guy. And I think it's a good idea. Get everybody in the right mindset. You know, pay tribute to a longtime supporter. I think that's a good idea. Number two, Deion Sanders continues his war with the media. Sean Keeler is a columnist slash reporter for the Denver Post. And he is no longer going to be answering questions for Sean Keeler. He will still be credentialed. He can still go to the press box. He can do all da-da-da-da-da. But Deion Sanders will not be answering his questions. So don't ask. Why would you start a war with the Denver Post? If you are planning on being the coach of Colorado for a long time, why would you not somewhat attempt to mend that fence? It just doesn't make sense. Unless he's not planning on being there for a long time. And we've talked about this, right? Like it feels like he is doing everything he can to win now while his sons are still there. And then they're going to go off to the NFL. Will he decide? I mean, remember, Deion's had some health issues. So we don't know if he's going to be around for too long. He has said it. He said, I'm going to be here in 5 years. I'm going to be here in 10 years, you know, et cetera. But the fact of the matter is that nothing that he's doing would suggest that he is building for the long term. And by doing stuff like this, where he's refusing to talk to somebody that's been critical of his program, what do they say? You catch a lot more flies with honey than vinegar. You know, I feel like Deion knows this. But hey, everybody's got their way of doing things, right? Number three, Auburn released their depth chart for the season opener. And it's not, they're playing, what, Alabama A&M, I think? So this is not like gamesmanship or anything like that. But their season opening depth chart, they've got 37 defensive starters. Like, that's a lot of ors on that page. Like, it could be this guy or this guy or this guy or this guy. Like, you can only have 11 on the field. Like, give us a two deep and let's go. But 37 starters? Like, I do not understand what Hugh Freeze is doing. At some point, we're going to get to the point. Like, Clemson decided they're not going to release a depth chart because Georgia didn't release a depth chart. Okay, that's gamesmanship. I get it. At some point, though, we are going to get closer to the NFL way of doing things because of sports gambling. Right? If you are going to be in bed with sports betting, you are going to have to adhere to a few things. And one of those things would be releasing the two deep. Like, tell us who is starting, or at least who is on the two deep. Like, it ain't hard. Like, we're into week one now. This is not trying to keep people competitive during fall camp. This is week one time. It is time to go. So, yeah, just ridiculous. And then finally, number four, Notre Dame. If you want to know why that number jumped the way it did, because Texas A&M is now favored by 3 in the, I want to call it the best week one matchup, because I think it's the most exciting. There's the most to lose, all that kind of stuff. The reason why Notre Dame is now a 3-point dog when they were a 1-point favorite just a couple of weeks ago, they are starting 5 lowerclassmen, 5 underclassmen, 2 sophomores, 3 freshmen, I want to say, or 3 sophomores, 2 freshmen on their offensive line. That is who is supposed to protect Riley Leonard, who has his own health issues. So you can already, you can envision what's going to happen here. Like, at least that's what I'm assuming. So, I'm curious. I'm curious to see how they're going to be able to protect. So, I want to see what this offensive line looks like against Nick Scowerton. Because if you didn't know that name before, he transferred in from Purdue. There is a chance that he is a top 10 defensive end, well, a top 10 player in the NFL draft, but he's a defensive end, and he's going to be way up there. Way, way up there. So, all right, that's going to wrap it up. Don't forget about the BetUS College Football Show. That's right, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern time. It's going to be a good time. Parker, Kyle, myself, we are going knee-deep on some of this stuff. We are excited about the season. Oh, we're excited to get things cooking. So make sure that you are tuned in there. There's a link in the description for that, but you can search it out. Just search BetUS College Football on YouTube, and you'll be able to find it. And then, of course, the Winning Cures Everything YouTube page. Simple enough, but check it out, winningcureseverything.com. Make sure you are subscribed to the pod as well. Leave a nice 5-star review. That would certainly help things out. And if you want to be a member, you get the bonus content. That's bonus podcasts, etc. You can do that at bettingcfb.com. With that said, let's go on and wrap this bad boy up. I'll be back later on in the week. We'll have some more stuff. I have some picks. We'll be doing Three Dog Thursday as well. A lot of content over on the Winning Cures Everything page. So, do it to it. With that said, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football. And hopefully, all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. And make sure to leave a nice 5-star review. You can follow Gary on Twitter, at GaryWCE. And the show is at Winning Cures. Be sure to check out the merch in our web store and share the show.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.